First item up for business is a public hearing. I'd like to call a public hearing on the proposed improvements of FAU number 6923, the Wigwam Hollow Bridge Project. We have Mr. Eric Moe from McClure Engineering here. Eric, could you come forward and give us a brief overview of the project, and then we'll entertain any comments.
Thank you, Mayor. Eric Moe with McClure Engineering, 1106 Bayberry Lane here in Macomb. It's a federal requirement that we conduct a public hearing for the replacement of the Wigwam Hollow Bridge. The funding, majority of the funding for this project is going to be federal funding, and therefore we're conducting this hearing today. The bridge project consists of replacement of the structure, and with the structure, approximately 600 to 700 feet of pavement, the approach pavement on either side of the bridge. The project itself serves the north side mainly of Wigwam Hollow, north of the Lemoyne River. The Woodland Hills Subdivision, the Western Illinois University students and faculty, although the Lemoyne Village is currently now offline, and therefore that traffic has decreased substantially. However, we still have the President's House north of the bridge, and I do believe the Go West transit system does also serve that area. The improvements include the replacement of the structure of the bridge. The structure was built back in the 30s or 40s, and then in the early 1960s, just the superstructure was replaced for the bridge, and then a pier was added in the middle of the river. The bridge was currently, at that time, a township bridge, and then I believe as the land was starting to develop north of the river, and WIU was constructing the Lemoyne Village, and that land was brought into the city limits. That structure became the city of Macomb's to own and maintain at that time. The project is going to include a sidewalk on the east side of the bridge for eventually extension to the south and to the north along that entire Wigwam Hollow Road corridor. And it also will be wide enough to accommodate bicycle traffic. Sir, there's another drawing. Is a location map available? There you go. This is the, outlined in red, is the limits of our project. It extends from the north edge of Jana Road to the south edge of Woodland. The current bridge is 20 feet from edge to edge, very narrow, and the new bridge is going to be 30 feet, about 50% wider. In addition to the 30 feet, there will be a 5.5-foot sidewalk on the east side. The bridge is going to be lengthened. The current bridge is a little under 100 feet. The new bridge is going to be about 200 feet in length. The reason for the lengthening of the bridge is due to the increased waterway opening requirements for the bridge. The current bridge gets overtopped. The road to the north gets overtopped with quite a bit of frequency. The new bridge, and this is a federal requirement, has to be designed to not overtop at the 30-year flood event. In fact, the bridge is not going to be overtopped at the 100-year flood event. So that is the reason why the bridge needed to be lengthened. There's also a requirement that the headwater or the increased elevation of the water during a flood event not be increased from its natural state for more than 1 foot. And this current design, the increase in headwater would be 0.62. The current bridge causes a headwater increase of about 2 feet. And the reason that's important is because of the bridge, the headwater is heightened, and that could cause damage to property owners who own homes upstream of the bridge. So with the larger bridge opening, the headwater will be reduced. Thus, the impact to the property owners will be greatly decreased. The timeline of the project, we're looking at opening bids in November of 2013. The construction will most likely begin during the winter of 2014, and then the project will take approximately 1 year to complete. The road will be closed during construction. It's much more efficient to construct a bridge with no traffic considerations, not staging the construction, and it actually speeds up the process. The funding, as I stated earlier, there's federal funding in this project. The current estimate is $2.5 million. The city was fortunate to be eligible for a program through the state of Illinois. It's called the Major Bridge Program, and that's also federal dollars, and that involves $1.6 million. Also, for many, many years, since about 1992, because the bridge has been considered to be federal fund eligible through the Federal Bridge Replacement Program, McDonough County has been receiving funds and saving those funds for the eventual replacement of this bridge. So we'll be eligible for $400,000 through that program that's administered through the county, through District 4, IDOT, and then through the state and feds. And that leaves approximately $500,000 in local funds to be put towards the project as well. I'm here to answer any questions that you might have. Okay. Please feel free.
Very good. Any questions for Eric? This has been in the queue for about 4 years or so, and as he mentioned, funding has fallen in line as we had hoped, and we're ready to get the ball rolling. So, any questions at all from the council? Comments? Anyone from the audience want to speak in favor or in opposition to the project? Any questions for Mr. All righty, hearing none, we'll conclude the public hearing on that. Thanks very much, Eric.
Thank you, Mayor.